This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump is back from the NATO summit in London a day after three congressional constitutional scholars told Congress he committed impeachable offenses by pushing Ukraine to open investigations to benefit him politically. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
At the Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing, Stanford's Pamela Karlan was among three legal experts arguing the president committed impeachable offenses with actions toward Ukraine, saying drawing a foreign government into American elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Because it undermines democracy itself.
On the other side, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues Democrats have not proven any impeachable offenses and warned them against moving too fast to oust a duly elected president without a better case.
You're going to leave half the country behind.
But panel chair Gerald Nadler says with the election approaching, Democrats must hold the president in check if the facts demand it.
President Trump will almost certainly try again.
The probe remains a partisan brawl, what ranking member Doug Collins calls a sham.
This is not an impeachment. This is just a simple railroad job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials say an active duty sailor opened fire, killing two people and wounding a third at the Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii Wednesday before taking his own life. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick said the victims are civilian workers. The sailor identified as the gunman served on a submarine stationed at Pearl Harbor. The shooting occurred just days before the 78th anniversary of the December 7th Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the United States into World War II. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. officials say an American warship has seized a significant cache of what is thought to be Iranian missile parts headed to insurgents in Yemen. Authorities say Navy and Coast Guard members boarded a boat in the Northern Arabian Sea last Wednesday and seized the weapons. The components have been linked to Iran. Washington has long accused Iran of smuggling arms to Houthi rebels who have been fighting the government in Yemen for 4 years. The weapons are now being stored in on the U.S. warship. Afghan residents prayed and lit candles on Wednesday after six people, including the head of a Japanese aid agency, were killed in a gun attack. Get more on the story from David Doyle.
Nakamura had been involved in rebuilding Afghan irrigation and agriculture and had recently been granted honorary Afghan citizenship for his decades of humanitarian work. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said he was shocked at the death.
Dr. Nakamura has made many contributions in the field of medicine and irrigation. It is very shocking to hear that he has passed away in such an incident.
No group has yet claimed responsibility, but a spokesman for the Afghan Taliban said the militant group was not involved. A local official said police are searching for the gunmen, adding that he believed Nakamura was targeted because of his work.
That was David Doyle reporting. China is rebuking the passage of a bill by the U.S. House of Representatives that calls for official actions against Beijing over its crackdown on millions of ethnic Muslims. Karen Chalmers has the story.
The legislation condemns the detention of an estimated 1 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs and others in China's far west Xinjiang region. Chinese government departments published a slew of strongly worded rebukes to the bill, calling it another example of U.S. interference into China's internal affairs. The Foreign Affairs Commission of China's legislature says the U.S. has turned a blind eye to its efforts to combat terrorism and safeguard human rights in Xinjiang. The commission says the bill disregards the facts and mixes up black and white. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. state of Minnesota is suing e-cigarette maker Juul. AP correspondent Mike Grossio reports.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says e-cigarette maker Juul Labs created a public nuisance and violated state consumer protection laws with products containing more addictive doses of nicotine than conventional cigarettes and other e-cigarettes. Ellison sued Juul Labs Wednesday, seeking unspecified damages and civil penalties. Minnesota also wants Juul to stop marketing to young people and take other corrective measures.
That was Mike Grossio reporting. And for additional news, VOANews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.